I believe you want to fight.
Let's start off the show with saying big up to local MMA fighter Tim Elliott. He fought against, you know, what everyone says is the top pound for pound fighter. You know, congrats to him. So big ups, props, everything. John, you watched the fight.
I did. It was...
First round was very entertaining.
Oh, first round is more trouble than I've ever seen Demetrius Johnson in ever.
Yeah, he got dropped. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a full knockdown thing, but he did get dropped.
Well, none of Tim Elliott's strikes were crisp or clean enough for a smooth knockdown. He's so chaotic, but it hit him right on the button and took him to the mat.
Tim Elliott got out of some really compromising positions and got him in that head and arm choke, which for me as a viewer was like, oh, this could be it, because it was tight.
Oh, he burned his arms out, and it cost him at least two of those last four rounds.
Yeah. Well, and I was surprised that Tim Elliott didn't. His cardio's good, man, because he could have easily laid down for a lot of those.
Did you listen to him talk afterwards? No. They talked to him, and he said his exact quote was, if these fights were fights to the death, I'd never lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did hear that. That's an awesome quote.
Yeah.
But Demetrius Johnson definitely either, you could look at it two ways. He either underestimated the guy or he got caught off guard.
Well, there's no way to bring in somebody to work with that fights with Tim Elliott's style. You just got to kind of plan in your head and try to work for it. And Demetrius Johnson, to his credit, after the first round, they came up with a plan. And his grappling was good enough that he could control Tim Elliott.
Yeah, Tim Elliott definitely has a kind of a bizarre style on the feet. But he had some high-level escapes on the ground. He really did. Demetrius Johnson had him in some Kimuras. He rolled the right way to get out of those. Before the fight started, as a fan, I was like, you know what? Tim Elliott has his hands down a lot. I think Johnson will probably catch him. Johnson never really caught him. The only thing that kind of bums me out about the Demetrius Johnson thing is he's probably going to go fight Benavidez for the third time. It's not going to be any difference. That weight class is so top heavy with the top three, I think. I think it will always be Johnson, Benavidez, Cejudo. So Benavidez beats Cejudo in their, I guess, grudge match, their Ultimate Fighter coach match. And it was a split decision. But there was some, that 30-26 card was real awkward. So there was a couple unintentional groin strikes. Very unintentional.
Especially the second one. The dude was moving. It was a wild scramble of punches, and the dude he moved into a kick.
And Yves Levine, being the brain dead idiot that he's been for the last decade in
that
MMA.
He's so French.
No. He takes a point off Cejudo, who's, in my perception, is dominating the round. So that's a tie round, but one of the judges had it. Who has the first round for Benavidez?
Not anybody who was watching the fight.
The blindfolded judge did.
Well, Dana's standing behind him saying, give this one to so-and-so.
Yeah, but Benavidez is part of that. You know, he used to be part of Alpha Male. I guess he probably jumped ship like a lot of them are to Ludwig.
Right.
I didn't even like the attitude of Benavidez on the show.
He's a pretentious prick.
He is.
And he sure thinks he is. He is like a lot of those alpha male guys. He is in love with himself.
Well, it's weird because when you think of the alpha male guys, Uriah Faber loves himself.
Oh.
Benavidez loves himself. Dillashaw loves himself. Oh, Chad Mendes.
Chad Mendes.
Sean Chad Mendes.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I think of little teeny short shitheads,
yeah,
I think of Sean comes to mind really quick.
Yeah, no, Chad Mendes, who's who got suspended for some stupid shit. Like, if you look that up.
He was taking medicine for his ovarian cancer?
No, he was taking medicine for, what has he got? What's the skin rash you can get?
Acne? Eczema?
Eczema. He took something for eczema and got suspended for 2 fucking years.
A lot of that shit's steroid based.
Right, but come on. Thank you, USADA. You fucks. You know, John Jones wants to get a stiff boner, so you suspend him. Come on, man. But so Benavidez, Cejudo came out aggressive, throwing real power in his strikes.
Every time he set his feet, he struck with authority.
He also, for a short time, he took Benavidez down, just for a short time. He didn't keep him there, but he had takedowns. And lo and behold, a judge gave him all 3 rounds, and then another judge gave him 2 rounds to 1, but with the point deduction.
Yeah.
I just didn't agree with it. I guess that's why there's judges. But if I was judging that fight, I would have had it Cejudo because he was more aggressive.
Cejudo was more aggressive. The point, it was very even strikes. Cejudo had 70. Benavidez hit 69, but evidently the judges felt that Benavidez had the more effective strikes.
Which wasn't true because Benavidez' whole right side of his face was swollen.
Oh, and his ribs too, from those leg kicks to the midsection.
No, I'm just saying, if I was a judge in that fight, I would have went Cejudo. I think Cejudo was more aggressive. He landed, you know, not controlling takedowns, but he got him down.
It was one knockdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm talking about just the takedowns that didn't last very long. But he still got them. Benavidez never came close to a takedown, dude. And then, I don't know. I just preferred Cejudo in that fight. And you know what? It actually, since I wasn't a huge Cejudo fan, I actually gained more respect for him in that fight. So, you know, good for him. I mean, it's 2 straight losses, which hurts, but I mean, okay. So I have to ask you, does either one of these guys have a shot at Demetrius Johnson though?
I don't agree. I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. So this division is so dormant unless someone from the division above it wants to come down, right?
Well, that, or, I mean, you get somebody, the reason that they don't have a chance against Demetrius Johnson is because they're too predictable. He can get guys in who fight like Joseph Benavidez. He can get guys in who are going to fight like Cejudo and game plan on how to fight him. That's why Tim Elliott was such a tough matchup, because no one can come in and fight and spar like him.
They talked to Demetrius Johnson. They said, hey, are you going to move up and be a 2-division champ? They're like, well, they stripped Connor, so, I mean, what's the point? So, no, I'll probably just stay here. Well, if he stays there, there's either going to have to be a really good up-and-coming guy, or there's going to have to be a guy...
Or he's going to have to get old and slow.
So it was a big weekend of fights. We won't fully recap it. But does anything else stick out between the 2 Bellators and the Ultimate Fighter?
I didn't like either of the main events. The Friday night's card was garbage.
Oh, for Bellator?
Oh, my God. And even with the fast knockout, it wasn't really...
Well, the only fast knockout was Saturday.
It was Saturday. I mean, yeah. I got him confused.
The whole Friday card was just... kind of blah.
It was just decision after decision.
And then, so Saturday had the rematch of Darian Caldwell with his Ty Manglo, which was an upset. And then that was a nothing fight.
It was
Bellator really had, for their back-to-back shows, they had a bad showing. Bellator's only good fight was...
I like John Tejera versus Justin Lawrence.
Yeah.
John Tejera was nasty.
Yeah, but it's still a decision.
And it's still 125-pound guys.
Well, I mean, and that one dude looking like Joe Dirt doesn't help anything.
Yeah, that takes away from your credibility of being a badass. You look like David Spade.
You know, and I always say Bellator always has a pretty vicious knockout. They didn't on Friday. They did on Saturday. They had a couple on Saturday.
The last one in the prelims and the first one on the card.
Yeah, and man, Bellator is just odd. You never know what you're going to get. You can get those.
And I hope this will actually finally put the last nail in the coffin of Joe Warren. He can go away.
Not a big Joe Warren, baddest guy on the planet.
Yeah, I'm the baddest man on the planet. He's like a midget Dan DeSisto.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, he kind of got lucky in the only time he won a world title. And then he immediately kind of lost it.
And then we got to give our love out to LC Davis. He fought a decent fight and got beat, the local fighter.
Hey, and Badger, the guy that's cuckolding in the corner, he went to the same college as LC Davis.
He has showered with him, too.
He's not only showered with Bobby Lashley, he has showered with LC Davis. So.
Which one's bigger? Bobby Lashley. He was like a 185er.
No. Oh, he says no.
I wasn't talking about anything but weight divisions. What were you guys talking about? Bench press numbers.
They're thinking of getting rid of Mike Goldberg and Joe Rogan because they don't like their hyped announcing of commentary, which basically means they're trying to go into more of a
business mode.
Yeah, more of a sports commentary like you would see in baseball or football. They probably don't like Rogan seeing a headlock and screaming, "It's all over!" when it's not even close. Or Joe Rogan, you know, screaming every 2 seconds when it doesn't mean anything. They're kind of trying to move away from that. And Goldberg's a dipshit. He messes up names and everything. But what the thing is, they've been there for so long, there's kind of a little bit of backlash on getting rid of Goldberg and Rogan. I would definitely get rid of Goldberg before Rogan. Except for Rogan calling it prematurely that he's out cold or it's over 8 times a fight, he's pretty good. Because he does try to heighten it a little bit,
And he does fight. He trains in MMA. He fights.
He doesn't fight, but he trains it.
Oh, and he's a black belt, a BJJ black belt.
There you go. So am I. I just got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't have to prove it. He doesn't have to prove it. I don't have to prove it.
Under who?
Brandon.
The Badger?
Yeah.
He's got the boots to match.
Right.
But it made me look up other celebrities who have black belts.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill has one in the same school as Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Hey.
Michael Clark Duncan. That dude would have been a beast if he could punch.
Doubt if he can.
Robert Downey Jr. has a black belt.
Yeah.
And Kung Fu. No, what is he? It's a Wing Chun.
Yeah, Wing Chun.
He started like in 2005. Here's a picture of Michael Clark Duncan with Ed O'Neill. And he's got a purple belt. And Michael Clark Duncan is a purple belt.
Ed O'Neill was on Inside MMA a few times. And they're like, yeah, you know, you roll with Ed O'Neill, it's going to be problems. So if you get your pajamas on, Ed or Al Bundy, he's going to give you some problems.
Yeah, that's how that was sex with his wife. Was wrestling. Paul Walker.
If
he has a black belt. He got it presented at his funeral.
He has.
Had. He was a purple belt and they awarded him his black belt at his funeral.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In what? Paul Walker in what?
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay.
Almost all of these are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu guys except for Arnold Schwarzenegger has an honorary first dan black belt in Taekwondo.
I probably believe that one more than anyone else's. You know, a lot of these celebrities go into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They really do.
Yeah.
And
well,
I mean,
it's a good core train.
Do you really think Paul Walker's black belt could hold up against even a blue belt in UFC?
No.
Obviously not, but go ahead.
No. And then there's some guy called Michael M. Vindrell. He's a martial arts trainer. And works with actors when they do movies and stuff. And he said that when they were filming Commando, Arnold Schwarzenegger, skill level was around a second degree black belt in his, whatever the, his movie fighting.
Arnold.
And then there was a couple in here that I was really surprised at. I didn't know Sean Connery was a black belt. And
can you give a Sean Connery impersonation? How about you want some shacks? No? Okay.
I can't.
Welcome to the shash pool. All right.
No, damn it, Trebek. This welcome to the shash pool.
No S words?
No S words. Thank you, Moneypenny.
Okay, so let's get back on topic. UFC announcers, they're trying to move into a little more professional announcing. MMA announcers, to me, in general, suck. And especially in UFC. I don't like Goldberg. I don't really care for Rogan just because he, I don't know, he's very premature on his, it's over, it's over. It's over! It's over! When there's nothing going on. And then there's second tier of John Anik, and it's either Kenny Florian, Brian Stan. No, I mean, who do you like that's commentating? Because even like, I didn't like Michael Schiavello. You know Michael Schiavello? Old K1. He does a lot of the Access TV stuff. Oh, it's a great kibosh. He's the Australian dude.
I hated the guy that did Strike Force with the glasses.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jimerson, I hated that guy too.
So Bellator has the Joe Rogan knockoff, Jimmy Smith,
right?
And you know whoever he's Brian got,
Trigg Jr.
But there's no one I like except for, I mean, and I don't even really like him. But if I had to choose somebody, I think you would maybe agree, is Dan Hardy isn't all that bad.
Dan Hardy brought the fight to the people who don't understand fighting.
Yes, he describes it very well. The thing is with Anik and Brian Stan, who's on most of them now, if they're not pay-per-views, is their drivel of these bullshit things. Listen, fighters have been training at Elevation.
If you can't get to Elevation, what are you training? One of those masks that limits your oxygen.
So why do you need to bring up that the altitude in Mexico City or the altitude in Denver? We know that's why fighters go there, bro.
Mile high. We get it.
Okay, so if I were to do a trivia game with you, what is Brian Stan? What did he serve in?
I'm going to say Marines.
What?
I believe so.
Wow, you must have dig on the dark internet for that, because he'll never mention that. But so my question to you, John, is there anybody you have enjoyed hearing on MMA commentary? And do you think they should get rid of Goldberg and Rogan for a more professional commentary?
Well, I am not a fan of Goldberg. That dude is so excitable. He reminds me of a drunk chihuahua.
Yeah.
Rogan, they're not going to, if you think about great sports casting in any sport, they get excited. So if I don't have a bigger problem with Rogan. Rogan, he always assumes the fight's going to be over because somebody landed something. And then he sounds like a douche when he comes back and has to say, oh, he's recovered. He's recovered now. We don't need to know that. We were watching the same fight you are. But when Kirk Gibson hits his home run, those announcers were going crazy.
Yes. So you prefer the hype commentating over the Joe Buck, Troy Aikman.
Man. Oh, Joe Buck. Oh, God, I'd like to kill that guy. But I hate Troy Aikman, too.
Well, we could put Costas in there. Would you like to hear Costas talk about some MMA fights?
No, because Costas
talks. What about some Collinsworth MMA fights? That dude's overly enthusiastic about nothing. So where are we going from here? Who are we getting? Because I think it was Strike Force that did the CBS telecast, right? That brought in Gus Johnson.
Yeah,
Or UFC brought in, who is James Brown, right? They brought him in,
Yeah,
right?
James Brown was in when they did
And that. who's doesn't know shit about it. He's like, oh, Daniel Cormier, he's number one. Do we really need that? Or do we need people that are somewhat enthusiastic about it? Because no one to me is good. I don't want to hear Brian Stan. In fact, I turn the volume down when it's Brian Stan.
Dan Hardy, I liked. I enjoyed Dan Hardy's commentary probably more than anybody else I've heard. The other guy they did in the, he was in the Australian one, right?
Dan Hardy was, yeah.
Yeah. Who did they have? They had a guy in one of the ones in England or Britain that was, it was, he was okay.
You know who my favorite UFC announcer is? And he hasn't, I don't know the backstage happenings or what he's done or anything, is Frank Mir. Frank Mir was very, very good at it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who he pissed off. I don't know.
Well, I think the fact that he looked like he ate Demetrius Johnson's sparring partners, he couldn't set him at a table with anybody.
But he was very good because obviously he's a very technical fighter and he's very articulate. I liked Frank Mir, but I don't think he's coming back anytime. If this new group wants to really commercialize it even more, I hope they don't bring in these announcers that really don't know anything.
Well, and they can't bring in guys that are going to sit there and go, going to be like Gordon Sully. Well, he's got him in the, it looks like he's going for a Kimura. Oh, he's out. He's going for a leg lock. Oh, he's out. I mean, that's going to be dull as piss. You got to make it sound like it's something exciting is going on, even when it's two guys laying on each other.
Which I think Goldberg and Rogan do.
Yeah.
Because even when I personally know there's nothing going on, he's like, well, he's trying to pass that guard.
He's just got to get that leg over him, and then he'll have him in a position where he can fork that shoulder.
It's getting closer. It's just weird that, you know, you finally sell to this for billions of dollars and things are changing. And this what goes on to the next topic is Lydell, Hughes, Forrest Griffin have all been laid off. And 15% of UFC employees have been laid off because they're trying to save money.
They paid $4 billion. They got to try to recoup some of that by not having so much overhead.
And, you know, could UFC be changing? Absolutely. We could be seeing an even more commercial UFC. Right?
Yeah.
And you know what I would do if I was Bellator? I would immediately hire Rogan and Goldberg.
Oh, if I was. Guys. Yeah, I would hire, I'd hire Griffin. And Hughes, if you can get him.
And Hughes, Lydell, I would hire all of them if they would want to. You know, and you could probably get them for cheap because they're working for no. I don't know what Lydell, Hughes, and Griffin even brought to the fucking table. I'm sure, because ambassadors of the sport? What the fuck does that even mean? What do you mean?
Oh, they go to those expos, and so, you know, pointy heads from around the world can get a picture taken with Forrest Griffin, because everybody in the world saw that fight. Everybody who ever watched the fist fight has seen Forrest Griffin's fight with Stephen Bonner. And where's Stephen Bonner? He's in Chicago trying to remember his name.
Well, you know, and for Bellator, if you hired Mitrione, then you can, dude, Rogan and Goldberg, even though I don't like them, are 40 times.
Oh, they are Shakespeare compared to fucking Mitrione.
Hey man, so you just had a fight, right? What did you think about that fight, man? What do you think?
That sweater.
Hey man, no, dude. Where did you not go through rehearsals for this? Yeah. Because I swear to God, that's verbatim. What Matt Mitrione? Hey man, what are you doing? You just win a fight? I would look at the motherfucker like, well,
he's showing off his communications degree.
Yeah, like damn, shouldn't you be telling the weather in Muskogee or something?
No, you got to talk to do that.
Yeah, you got to talk.
Can't just point at maps and go, I did.
In the south.
All he needed was a pork chop, pork pie hat, and he was Porky Pig, dude. I believe he won a fight.